I think I will, because I'm very familiar with the situation in Carndonagh Day Centre. I have been working with my colleague and Minister Charlie McGonagall on this for quite a while, and Councillor Martin McDermott. And the situation is that I, as Minister for Older People, my job is to support older people to age in place, to stay at home for as long as possible, and by providing a triangle of supports, which is home care, daycare and Meals on Wheels. To date, 323 day centres have reopened since COVID. Now, when COVID was underway and all our day centres were closed, and we asked older people to cocoon, and they did everything we asked them to do, we took an opportunity at that time to do a risk evaluation of all the day centres in the country to make sure they were infection prevention and control compliant. We discovered that we had some day centres in community halls. They didn't have appropriate hot running water or the correct facilities. So every day centre we have opened to date are now of a very good standard. I've had difficulty in reopening a small proportion of day centres that were located in community nursing units, like Carndonagh, for example, and I have others across the countryside. And the reason being is, so a community nursing unit is a long-term residential care facility for older people. The majority of them will end their days there. There are people there with a lot of complex care needs. And in relation to infection prevention and control for day centres, we now need a situation where you have, for example, different entrances and exits, different dining rooms, different sitting rooms, because it's not appropriate anymore to have people coming in from the community in case, there might be a vomiting bug or there might be some kind of an infection in the building. So that's where we've been challenged. And this is not only in Carndonagh, but I do understand the depth of feeling in relation to having day services in Carndonagh. And they are so important.
So what's the solution, Minister?
So there's two solutions. So we have a short-term solution. So daycare services resumed in Glengad Community Centre on the 3rd of May 2024. Now, I understand that is, a 15-minute, maybe 20-minute drive. For some people, it could even be longer. But there is a three-year plan in place between the HSE and Glengad Community Centre to provide a service. However, we're also doing a scoping exercise, and preliminary work is required to further progress other options. So we're looking at possible use of James Connolly Memorial Building, or the possible lease of a rental in Carndonagh Town, or capital works on a different site. Mm. So I am looking for a solution. I'm solution focused,
I do
understand, and I am looking forward to meeting this group. We were meant to meet a few weeks ago in Dublin, actually in Leinster House, but it was a very bad weather day, and I informed the committee that I was coming to Ballyshannon, and I'd like to do the meeting in person and, understand exactly what they're saying.
But will you be able to give them anything concrete? I know that you've given a personal commitment to look at this, right? And I know you also talked of a three-year plan. Obviously, people, as is our way, we want something a little bit firmer than that. So, as you quite rightly recognise, Glengad, 15 minutes away, for many of these people, that's just simply not going to be possible. We don't have bus links and those types of things, and often people don't have the time to drive, drop and collect. So, when do you hope to see the restoration of day services in Carndonagh in some premises?
Okay, so as I said, we have a temporary solution in place, so there is a service available to people once they're able to access it. In relation to a permanent solution, which is what the community want, it will depend on whether we can acquire a rental area that is suitable, a rental premises that is suitable. That would happen much quicker. If it's a new build, it takes much longer. But the possible use of the James Connolly Memorial Building is something that we're really looking at. And I would be very, very hopeful that one of these solutions, I would prefer if we could find a solution as against a new build, because as you know, they take quite a lot of time. But this is something I put, as I said, a complete focus on, because for me, as Minister for Older People, my job is to keep people at home for as long as possible, which is their will and preference. And having appropriate day services in the community is essential.